Hello, this is WGXC 90.7 FM Acra. Do you read me?
Community events are back on the WGXC website in the WGXC community calendar, and you can add yours there by just clicking on the Add an Event button on the WGXC community calendar page, where you'll find out about all sorts of events going on in your community, including on Monday, June 14th, the Village of Philmont holds its monthly meeting at the Village of Philmont Town Hall in Philmont. And WGXC is beginning to broadcast Philmont Town Meetings. There's a webcast at WGXC.org. You can tune in every time there's a Village of Philmont meeting, WGXC.org, or on the Village of Philmont page. It's right there. When you look for the meetings, there's a link to listen. And you can listen at home or anywhere you are to Village of Philmont meetings, just like you can listen to Town of Catskill meetings and City of Hudson meetings at WGXC.org. Click on the partner audio streams to find out more.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Cortell of Woodland Hills, California. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mike Goodwin reports in the Times Union that despite a judge's ruling to expand early voting in Rensselaer County, the original plan is in effect as voting begins June 12th. On June 9th, the Appellate Division of State Supreme Court scheduled a June 23rd hearing on the matter, but that is after early voting begins. On June 7th, State Supreme Court of Claims Judge Adam W. Silberman threw out Rensselaer County's three early voting locations as too remote and not providing equitable access for people of color. He ordered new polling places selected by Wednesday. This new appeal keeps early voting locations the same. The Holy Cross Armenian Church on Spring Avenue in South Troy, Brunswick Town Hall, and Skodek Town Hall. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York legislators wrapped up their season in the early hours of June 11th, but, and I quote, finished their work with an uncertain future ahead, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo faces calls for him to resign amid allegations of sexual harassment and multiple investigations, including a federal probe into his administration's reporting of nursing home deaths and an impeachment inquiry. Meanwhile, the pandemic is receding. Vaccination is increasing, education spending was increased, and cannabis was legalized. In all, 892 bills passed both houses of the legislature this year, the third highest total since 1995. Republicans, at least, are eager to return in a special session to get more done. State Minority Leader Robert Ort told reporters when asked if Republicans were ready to come back for an impeachment trial, and I quote, "We are 100% ready to come back," end quote. He added, and I quote, "In fact, we talked about that in our conference just now," end quote. Cuomo secured the confirmation of two new judges to the State Court of Appeals, New York's highest court, which might rule on his impeachment trial. You can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Bard College announced on June 10th that, and I quote, "Campus grounds are once again open to the public. We hope you will visit the Arboretum, enjoy Montgomery Place, and join us for Summerscape and Bard Music Festival events," end quote. The Dutchess County School notes, and I quote, that indoor access is still restricted only to approved visitors, and COVID protocols for group size limits and physical distancing are still in place, end quote. The Hassell Museum of Art and the CCS Bard Galleries are currently open to a limited number of visitors by reservation and to Bard College students, staff, and faculty without reservation. On June 26, the exhibition With Pleasure, Pattern and Decoration in American Art, 1972 to 1985, the first full-scale scholarly North American survey of the pattern and decoration art movement, opens at the Hassell Museum of Art. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, isolated showers before 11 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a temperature high near 74 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 55 degrees. And on Sunday, isolated showers, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 77 degrees. And more scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. on Sunday night. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 58 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Reports indicate that the best protection from radioactive fallout is a shelter.
Yet less than 5% of our population has one.
Do you?
Now, from Survival, one of the nation's leading manufacturers, comes an economical combination steel and concrete block, civil defense approved fallout shelter, offering maximum protection from nuclear fallout and falling debris.
FHA approved, you need nothing down. 5 years to pay.
Will you be prepared in case of atomic attack?
Will you and your loved ones be protected from nuclear fallout and falling debris?
For your family's protection from nuclear fallout, see a Survival Shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jack Schoonover of Los Angeles, California. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Info, music, signals, news, fun and frolic, and emergency instructions.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Here is a 2021 album from Cass McCombs. The album's called Tip of the Spear, and this song is
Not the Mojo Nixon song Root Hog or Die, but this is Root Hog or Die by Cass McCombs.
Shut up. Open your eyes, sir.
number.
9.
Number.
8.
Number.
7.
Number.
6.
Number.
5.
Number.
4.
Number.
3.
Number.
2.
Number.
1.
Here is Hudson's Buke and Gase performing with So Percussion that works out of Bard College sometimes, often. This release came out this year. It's called A Record Of from 2021, and this is the full version of Diazepam from Buke and Gase and So Percussion on the radio at WGXC. Thank you. 2021 music from Buick and Gase from Hudson there with the song Diazepam on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
8.
Thank you.
That was the song Resist from the 2021 album Let the Free Be Men. Portugal's Rodrigo Amado, Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee, Ithaca's Chris Corsano, and Kent Kessler. McPhee from Poughkeepsie plays the pocket trumpet, soprano saxophone, and PVC pipe on the album. Amado is on tenor sax, Kessler's on double bass, and Chris Corsano plays the drums.
Number 7.
Jason Martin is a musician that lives in Troy, New York, and used to be a member of Hudson's Bunny Brains. In 2009, he recorded an album in a cabin near the Great Sacadanga Lake in upstate New York called Adirondack Power and Light, and it's been released in 2021 by Specific Recordings and includes this track called Henry Hudson. ¶¶
didn't, and we then we had some. Gonna find you. Hudson, gonna find ya. I've been searching for Henry Hudson. Gonna find ya. Gonna find ya, find ya. Where you hiding? Henry Hudson, where you hiding? Where you hiding, Henry? Henry Hudson. Gonna find you. I've been searching every which way. Hudson, Henry Hudson.
That was Butumba, a 2021 single from Montparnasse Musique and Mumbanga Star on the radio at WGXC.
Number 5.
It was Modor Maktor with the song Taliat from his Afrique Victim 2020 album.
Number 4.
With spineless scales. With pyramidal whorls. The crown is open. Thank you. disintegrate when mature. Becomes twisted and dwarfed in exposed locations. They do not disintegrate.
Was Rambutan, which is Eric Hardiman's project. He lives in Delmar, and during the pandemic gathered all kinds of audio sounds from different musicians and put them together for this album Parallel Systems. This track, System 3, that we just heard, featured Jeff Barsky, Ewan Curry, Columbia County's Karen Schomer, and Frank Ball. That's a 2021 release from Rambutan.
Number 3.
Jaded Azarides is Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bass player Mike Watt from the Minutemen. This is from their 2021 record, Forthright. The song is called An Adult in His Own House is Also a Child.
He runs up the stairs two at a time. His hand skims the banister. His small boots leave dirt. His mother calls from the kitchen, but he doesn't answer. He needs to find something in his room. the one thing that will prove to his friend he isn't a liar. He looks in plastic bins filled with action figures and trading cards, but it isn't there. He looks under the bed where he stuffs unfinished homework and soiled clothes he doesn't want his mother to find. He opens the closet door, and there's so much stuff. Boxes and suitcases rammed into piles. Outgrown coats. Cracked leather shoes. His father's old suits. Funeral clothes draped in tissue paper. That the act of looking becomes a mountain. The house becomes a mountain house. Craggy and peaked. Damp and smelling of old leaves and metallic water. He is lost here. He needs a path out of this damp, dripping place, threaded with black streams that lead deep underground. He climbs, and the way is steep. The earth loose and strung with thick roots. He finds a toehold on a boulder and drags himself onto a ledge. Breathless, he scrambles for a vantage, loses his balance and tips forward on sheer, glistening rocks.
Number two.
from the 2021 album Skirlage. That was the song Preston Melodics from Uzique.
Number one.